Father, thank you for the time we've been able to sing and share testimonies of what you've done and just some burdens on our hearts. And we pray for your blessing as we gather around your table now. Father, we pray that you would use this time to draw us nearer to you. Lord, we know that we can think of Christ at any time. And yet as this memorial, as we are reminded of what he's done for us and the expectations you have for us to live out our relationship with you, we ask for your blessing now in this time. In Jesus' name, amen. Starting in verse 30, "And grieve not the Holy Spirit of God, whereby we are sealed to the day of redemption." In other words, that's a settled fact that God has taken care of that. Verse 31, "Let all bitterness and wrath and anger and clamor and evil speaking be put away from you, along with all malice. And be kind one to another, tenderhearted, forgiving one another, even as God for Christ's sake hath forgiven you." I was just thinking through some of that aspect of our relating to other people in verse 32. You remember the situation in Corinth, that the church there, that as Paul gave the Lord's Supper and the information, the instruction that he has for us, that came to light initially because of the division in the church. And so to eat and drink of that, that which represents Christ's body and blood, if you're not in harmony with those around you, then that is really eating and drinking unworthily, in a manner that's unworthy, because we're not recognizing God and Christ who gave us the church and that one body aspect of things. And so verse 32 is important in that aspect of be kind one to another, tenderhearted, forgiving one another, even as God for Christ's sake hath forgiven us. And so I was thinking a little bit of that connection and how we need to have mercy available whenever those situations come up. Let me ask you, when there's been a situation where there could be, hopefully it won't, but any bitterness or division that has come up, verse 31, and whenever that's come up, did someone announce that prior to the situation? Just want you to know I'm going to make you bitter here today. In about 5 minutes, I'm going to let you know what I think, and I'm going to destroy your peace and your contentment. I'm going to cause division. I mean, that doesn't happen that way. No one lets us know. And so the fact is, you and I need to have it available all the time, because that's the way God is with us. And as it says there, that even as God for Christ's sake hath forgiven you. So go if you would, and just, again, I'm just giving some simple thoughts here, but go to Lamentations chapter 3. Lamentations, so you got Isaiah, Jeremiah. Right after Jeremiah, we have Lamentations chapter 3, and they're familiar verses, but just a reminder about how God's grace and mercy is available toward us, and that we are to to have that same forgiveness toward others. And so, Lamentations chapter 3, page 1211. Kevin, if you just need that page number. Okay. We are talking about that another time today. Verse 22, Lamentations 3:22. "It is of the Lord's mercies that we are not consumed." And of course, there's a terrible thing going on with Jeremiah and the people of Israel at this time. "The Lord's mercies, we are not consumed, because his compassions fail not. They are new every morning. Great is thy faithfulness." And so that new every morning are God's mercies. They're as new as the sun rising, even though we cannot always see it. It's always there. And so when you and I, we never know when a situation is going to come up where we need to give mercy or grace or forgiveness, however you want to say it, to a fellow person, okay? Whether it's a fellow church member or just a person in general, that we need to extend that so that bitterness doesn't begin to take root in our hearts. And then anger and malice and all those kind of things. And so as God has mercies that are new, doesn't have anything to do with the past. Doesn't have anything to do with yesterday. You know, could you imagine just for a moment that God decided, you know what, I'm going to deal with, and one day he will in the tribulation and so forth. And he does bring judgment upon nations and upon people in time. We understand that. But if God to say, you know what, I don't think I'm going to bring up the sun tomorrow. They just don't deserve it. And we'd think, wow, that's true. But aren't you glad that God is so faithful? It's like clockwork. And that's the truth, because it's new every morning. And how frustrating it is Have you ever had your alarm because you were just really tired and you set your alarm because you knew you had to be at a certain place at a certain time, and then maybe there was a power outage or something happened and your alarm didn't go off, or you did not hear it. We'll make both of those. You didn't hear it at the time, so you got up and you realized, ah! How many have ever had that happen? Okay, a few of us, okay? Aren't you glad that's not the way it is with God's mercies? They're never late. They're always full. They're always complete. And God says, that's how I want it in your life. I want your mercies to be like my Father's. As my Father in heaven is perfect, so be perfect. And I'm just saying, let's understand that it's so important that we walk with God day by day, by day by day, hour by hour, so that when we have that possibility of having a need to forgive a brother or sister in Christ, it's right there. Because our mercies are new every morning. I mean, from us to another individual, because we know God's mercies are new every morning from Him to us. And so as He is given to us, so we can give to others. So just a thought along that line that it's sort of what Yvonne said, in a sense that we always have not only the mind of Christ, but we always have the grace of God available. It's always there. That ye, having all sufficiency in all things, can do every good work. And so God wants to do that in our life. So let's go back there to 1 Corinthians 11. And as we turn there, just a moment, I'll have our men come and we'll take some quiet time. But let me just read through a portion of this. 1 Corinthians 11, I know we look at it every time, but may we ask God to help us in a fresh way to realize the blessing of this time together as we remember our Lord. Verse 23, 1 Corinthians 11. For I have received of the Lord that which also I delivered unto you, that the Lord Jesus, the same night in which He was betrayed, took bread. And when He had given thanks, He brake it and said, take, eat. This is my body, which is broken for you. This do in remembrance of me. After the same manner also, He took the cup when He had supped, saying, this cup is the New Testament in my blood. This do ye as oft as ye drink it in remembrance of me. For as often as ye eat this bread and drink this cup, you do show the Lord's death till He come. Wherefore, whosoever shall eat this bread and drink this cup of the Lord unworthily shall be guilty of the body and blood of the Lord. But let a man examine himself, and so let him eat of that bread and drink of that cup. For he that eateth and drinketh unworthily eateth and drinketh damnation to himself, not discerning the Lord's body. For this cause many are weak and sickly among you, and many sleep. For if we would judge ourselves, we should not be judged. But when we are judged, we are chastened of the Lord, that we should not be condemned with the world. Father, bless our time. Thank you for the reminder of our Savior and what He's done for us at Calvary. Thank you for His resurrection and the new life that we have in Him. Father, we thank you for your mercies that really have been extended to us because of the sacrifice of your Son. We thank you that they are new every morning. And Lord, as you ask us to live in light of the cross, may we be willing and by your grace able to extend mercies to others who may, in our frame of mind, have done us wrong. Lord, give us grace to show grace. We thank you for that. Lord, again, bless our time around your table here. Lord, if there is something in our hearts, our lives, at the present moment that is hindering, first and foremost, our relationship and our fellowship with you, our usefulness in your service, Lord, I pray you'd bring that to our minds, that we can get that right. And Lord, if there's something that we need to deal with, a relationship with someone else, we pray that you'd help us to go to them as soon as able. We are able to get that right with them. And Lord, if there is, as we've been talking about, maybe some root of bitterness, Lord, it begins with our relationship with you. Lord, we pray that you'd help us to be willing to let it go and to trust you and to rely upon you and to show mercy as necessary. We pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen.